I'm Anthony Washington from Spot 127, and I'll be your host for tonight's topic, the 2014 Yahoo hacking incident. Recently, information has come out on this topic, and I'm here with my guest, Duncan McDonald, to discuss it. So Duncan, about 2 months ago, Yahoo released that 500 million email accounts have been hacked. Just what do you think about that?
That is a very, very, very big number. It's probably not... Okay, what happened?
Well, 500 million emails is pretty much ridiculous, obviously, but what essentially happened is that hackers are hacking into information, getting passwords from people, and going into their email accounts to steal information, like credit card numbers and social security numbers and addresses.
Of course. Hackers, of course, would be looking for that information. I mean, they have a good catalyst, so that works.
Yep. I mean, the typical hacker, you know?
Uh-huh.
I'm just confused. So what effect does this have on the people with email accounts?
Well, for people who are actively using their Yahoo account, they should be, and probably are, worried about their account being compromised. And if it is, I hope, personally, that they take the measures necessary to get that fixed right away. Otherwise, they're going to lose a lot of stuff, or they can lose a lot of stuff. For the people who don't really use their accounts, though, like they just signed up for it and was like, I'm never going to use this. Those accounts, any of those that were compromised, are probably going to be harder to detect by Yahoo, and there's probably going to be used for a lot more devious tasks.
Of course. And that's just crazy what happened. 500 million emails, and then Yahoo has to step in and apologize to everybody, of course. But then what are they going to do? They can't compensate people with money. It's only an email account. So this raises another issue. What could be the potential impact of information being stolen from people?
Well, of course, for things like identity, it could... Actually, I'll just say this. For a lot of different information, it could just be sold off to someone else. It could be sold off to the highest bidder. And whoever a hacker might be, whoever the group or one person might be, they're going to probably get a lot of money for that much information.
So is this just a problem with Yahoo cybersecurity?
Well, is it just a problem? Most likely not. There's probably people with a password called password. And that might have been the worst decision they ever make, because then they're going to lose everything they ever known. So, is it just a problem with Yahoo's cybersecurity? No. It could be a problem with other people's personal security, or maybe what they have on that specific account, and that they probably shouldn't have put there in the first place.
That's just crazy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, like some random Joe from the street, could be bidding for somebody's email. That could potentially ruin somebody's life, am I right?
Yep, and they could use it for pretty much anything they wanted. They could, I don't know, manipulate their friends and thinking it's them, and then just send them, like, horrible messages, and it's like, boom, not friends anymore. It's like, oh, it would suck.
Yeah, that's very damaging, really. So, these emails have been hacked since 2014, according to Yahoo. What could have possibly took them so long to notice that 500 million email accounts are being hacked?
Well, it is a very big number, but something I've noticed with a few companies is that they have a staff that is not very busy in monitoring their cybersecurity. With Yahoo, this might have been the case, and they might have not realized it. You know, you just have a whole bunch of people going in, getting their paycheck, and getting out, and they don't actually pay attention to what's going on. It could have been something like that. I don't think it was something like that, but...
Okay. But on the flip side, maybe Yahoo did know, but they sold it to Verizon, because in case you didn't know, Verizon has recently purchased Yahoo in general. Of course, there's been the security breach in the process of Verizon buying Yahoo. So is it that Yahoo's trying to sell their company to Verizon?
It could be that. I mean, it's a possibility, but really I think more evidence would have to be gathered to either prove it or disprove it. Like, it's the flip side of a coin. You don't know if it's going to be true or not.
Really like that. So Let's see. Let's go back to time real quick. So on January 31st, 2014, Yahoo claimed that these emails were hacked, but they didn't necessarily give us a specific amount. So could this have been the origin date of the 500 million email accounts that have been hacked?
I would think so. I mean, the internet isn't one to like mysteries, so they probably demanded Yahoo that they release the information on it, and well, they did it, and everyone's like panicking about it because they don't know who might be compromised. Is it like their friend? Is their account compromised? You don't know. So the internet demanded the information. Yahoo had to deliver it, and as a result, it caused this whole subject to pop up.
Very interesting. So, well, I just wonder what is the internet trying to do now? Like, what are people's reaction on the internet?
Well, I spend a lot of time on the internet, but at the same time, I'm not one to speak for everybody. So, I'll just say, there's one of everybody at least. There's going to be the kid who really, really hates this and hates everything, and then he goes and eats ice cream for no reason. there's going to be, there's going to be, it's just a massive place. Everyone's going to be doing their own thing.
Right.
But most likely, and I'll say this lightly because I'm not sure, but most likely people definitely are going to be paranoid about this because, I mean, again, 500 million email accounts, and keep bringing up that number, but that's a lot.
It is certainly a lot. Think about it. 500 million is half a billion. That's more than how many people are in the United States.
It is, actually. Huh.
So, yeah. So, Yahoo has a history of being hacked. For example, Sarah Palin has been hacked. In 2008, her information was leaked to the internet. The server was hacked by the United States in 2013. Do you think this might be an issue with Yahoo's cybersecurity?
Most likely, because, I mean, if you're constantly getting hacked, of course, there's got to be a problem somewhere. I mean, whether you're oblivious to it or you're just in denial or something, like, there's got to be a problem somewhere, and they're going to have to fix it.
500 million emails. After this, do you think anything on the internet is possible?
Well, considering I already believed that anything was possible on the internet, this topic makes me only think that even more, because it's unbelievable. Like, it is believable, because it was what I thought, but it's not believable, because I didn't really think it would be. I don't think it would happen. But yes, I do think a lot of different stuff can go down on the internet that we will never be aware of.
I do. I have to agree with you. Because as technology advances, is the internet going to advance with it?
Yep, of course it will.
Okay. Well, thank you, Duncan, for being on the show.
You're welcome.
It was nice having you. My name is Anthony Washington from Spot 127, signing out. See you next time.